Welcome to the Paul and Mary Show.
Sorry, I'm fucking hatched, man.
You guys have an app or something?
Well, it's been it, dude.
Michael.
Yes.
Well, she
hasn't seen
me. I ain't gonna lie.
Good season.
Hey, you look like you got some good season.
Wet badge of a tampon.
No, you can't.
This is a herbal guy.
CJ, is this a dude?
What's up, brother? None. What's up with you?
Yeah, niggas are doing real good up in Holland, driving their Cadillacs.
We got Bible.
I love it, boy.
Yeah.
You must not know how I drink, player. I mean, cigarettes and gas. Oh, you didn't take off the tail now. You still can sleep.
No, that'll work.
You got some. Woo, woo. Uptown.
Woo.
Nice.
Stop a mud over his ass.
Take a shot. Hey.
Take that out. Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Were you asleep?
We got some Pauly May.
That's a boy.
That's that girl kind of some ketchup. That is a boy.
I'm with him, I was drunk.
Hello, Formalion.
You think that.
Bring some fucking winners.
Michael.
Did you just call me a sir?
You call me ma'am?
Well, I can't play that game.
Sorry. You just take some naps.
Welcome to the Paul and Mary Show. Fucking AI and shit. I don't know what to believe anymore. What's real?
He did start talking after the first part too. I was like, does he think I'm talking right now? That's funny as fuck.
I don't even know if you're talking now.
I'm here now.
All right.
We're here. We're queer. Big Tim. Never fear.
It all rhymed.
But he didn't have his headphones on. He wasn't.
Stacy, turn. Big Tim's. Turn this shit up.
Live here, we on. Stacy in the booth. Stace, double Stace.
She doesn't text me back anymore. I don't fucking know.
She Snapchats me from time to time.
Really?
She says hello.
Shit.
You're not cool.
You know what cool is?
And you know what I do to people who aren't cool. Welcome, Stace. Thank you for that one.
Hey, there she is.
Ready to get it started. Way to get the fire burning. Kick something in the gear.
This fire burns.
One time in college, we did the thing where I cooked a pizza I put in the oven, and it caught on fire because I left it and I fell asleep.
Oh.
Almost burnt the apartment down. My bad, boys. It didn't.
Yeah.
But it was burnt to a crisp. And it was stinky, stinky, and smoky, smoky. That was my fault. I bet you are fans at home. Someone's fallen asleep and put a pizza in the oven.
Undertaker's hellacious chair shots.
Man. Yeah, him. I know he's been on some lists as some of the most devastating chair blows
I think both of the Dudley boys were up there.
Anybody in ECW? None of them motherfuckers cared.
Fucking Axel Rotten.
You slinging that motherfucker.
Yeah.
Fucking Axel Rotten. Fucking, damn.
Balls Mahoney.
What's his name?
Balls, he be, I like the way that boy Sabu used to use that chair. He just tossing it.
Throw it at your ass, bro.
What's his
Masahiro
name?
Masahiro.
Buddy with
Mike Awesome. Mike Awesome used to have some good fights.
Yeah.
That shit, looking back at that shit, was crazy.
Yeah.
Man, what?
I like that shit, though. Yeah. You gonna do it, goddamn it. I wrestle, but it ain't gonna be like that. Hell no, I'm a technician, your ass. Drinking on this Palmer's song that got me feeling frisky.
Looking for a freaky hole to suck up on my dick, yeah. This used to be a good combo of shows.
Spike TV shows.
It was like, when you watch wrestling, the show before was good. The show after was good.
Yeah. So like Walker. Yep. Yeah, y'all both just talking about Walker.
Watch a little Walker. 30 minutes of Walker beforehand.
Who that?
La Femme Nikita.
Yeah. Silk Stockings, too, was one of them. I don't know if that might be a little too old for y'all.
Bike Riders, yeah. I don't know about Silk Stockings.
Man, Silk Stockings was one of them early ones, boy. La Femme Nikita, though.
Back in the 70s.
They do. And then Spike. I used to fuck with some Spike shit. Yeah, Thousand Ways to Die. Thousand Ways to Die, boy.
Fear Factor used to come on around that time. Oh,
yeah.
Little Joe Rogan.
Early Joe.
We're back on Fear Factor.
Hey, you don't touch someone. You don't touch someone on this show. You don't put your hands on someone.
I don't know that part.
That was a good episode.
Oh.
Dude, try to get big with Joe.
And then he got too close to Joe.
Oh, no, don't do that. Don't try that.
Joe was about to put him in a judo move.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And
I believe
girl tried
much.
To get big with him, too. He's like, you guys are off the show or something. Oh, you guys are out of here.
Look, if you and your husband hit each other, that's one thing. You don't run up and hit other contestants. No, hey.
Y'all seen a boy Cat on Joe Rogan?
Not yet. I heard about it.
Yeah, I downloaded it. I listened to about 15 minutes.
I didn't hear it. What happened?
I heard they were actually talking about like some old school, like they started getting into aliens and...
Oh, like regular Joe Rogan shit?
Like old school Joe Rogan.
Yeah, that's cool.
And I was surprised. I didn't think, because I would think that with his special, they'd be talking about that or conspiracy.
I mean, it was like 3 hours. I'm sure they brought that shit up. They got to plug
I'm sure they
shit.
Did.
Y'all boys been watching these women college games?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think they've been more entertaining than the men's, to be honest.
I'm just saying,
like, they been some good shit going on, man. Not just because of the, you know, the beefing and fighting, but them they be hooping and like a lot of these men's games been blowouts too. I don't know if you peep that shit.
It was that time of season.
Well, March Madness, like we said, but I like what they've been doing. I seen how they trying to disrespect old girl, that Brazilian girl. You seen her?
From where?
South Carolina. She played for South Carolina, but she a beast though. I fuck with her. I don't know. I forgot her name. I guess if I fuck with her more, I know her name. Camilla or something like that.
Still haven't heard anything about Lady Oos.
Utah. She played for Utah, right?
Is it Utah or
yeah,
USC?
I ain't heard nothing about her in a while.
Switch teams.
Oh, it's USC? I thought it was Utah. What?
She was at one and then she went to the other.
No, recently. She ain't at USC.
She was at USC and then she went to Utah.
Oh, well, then
there.
That might be it. Because like that freshman at USC, Juju, she's
that's what I'm thinking about.
Yeah. She like freshman of the year.
Yeah.
She'll shoot 30 shots to score 30 points, though, and, like, that ain't really efficient, but she can hoop, though.
I got bored the other day. Started looking up conspiracy theories of TV shows in the 90s.
Mm. What you got?
A collective of them. I mean, you could toss a show at me. I might tell you a conspiracy theory. So there's a documentary on Netflix right now.
Okay.
About a guy who was investigating this. Have you heard about the guy who was the whistleblower on Boeing?
Yeah, I saw that.
Or he killed himself or whoever fuck knows.
Yeah, no, he got murdered. He definitely got murdered.
It was, I'm not going to say it was based, I didn't mean to say that, but there was a documentary that was very similar to this.
Oh wait, dude, I'm talking about that shit just happened like
I know.
Recently. This week, like
Monday. But there was a documentary that just came out on Netflix not too long ago about people during kind of the Reagan era after the Cold War, Octopus murders, where they were murdering journalists because they knew too much information. It was tied into the Russians. It was tied into the Cold War. It was tied into Ronald Reagan. It was tied into George H.W. Bush. These guys were all a part of it. Apparently, like, Ronald Reagan paid off the Iranians when he was facing Jimmy Carter. He paid off the Iranians because at the time of the election, there was a thing going on called the Iranian hostage conflict or whatever. And he paid them off so they would keep the hostages there through the election. Because Jimmy Carter was the president. And if he was able to get the hostages back before the election, that looks good. So supposedly, Ronald Reagan paid off the Iranians to hold them for a little bit longer, which they did. And that led to Jimmy Carter getting voted out and Ronald Reagan getting voted in. And a week after the inauguration, the hostages were freed.
I do remember hearing something about that. I ain't watched that, but I do remember
it's
hearing.
It's interesting. It's very that interesting. That is. I'm telling you, conspiracy theories, once you like start down the rabbit hole, they're fun. Spoiler alert, at the end of the documentary, it's four episodes, I felt like they hadn't come to a conclusion. So the main guy who was investigating all this stuff, and it goes super deep, not just that, but everything, spy ops, black ops, all this shit. He killed himself, supposedly. That's what they said.
That's exactly what they said.
He had his wrist slashed, I want to say four times on the left wrist, two times on the right wrist.
And probably two shots in the back of his head, too.
No, there was no shots. But the thing was, his wrists were so cut up that his hand was just flopping. They're like, how could he cut his right wrist?
Right.
But at the end of the episode, you come to the conclusion that you still don't have anything to... You still don't have a leg to stand on. It's like, it is possible. Like, he was getting depressed. He was coming to the end of a deadline. He was in debt for his house. And he couldn't pay the note. He was trying to write a book that would have paid his house off. Mm-hmm. Couldn't do that. This guy was the same with Boeing, apparently. Like, he was at the end of his line.
He'd been retired for a while, too, is what they were saying. But
another comparative was...
That's crazy.
With the documentary and this Boeing guy, apparently he told his friends and family if something happened.
Yeah, I read that, too. Like, I'm fine. Like, they did it.
And, like, it's just... That ain't the first time. You try to prove it, and there's nothing there.
Y'all seen that Jeezy Tiny Desk? Y'all fuck with that? Do y'all fuck with the Tiny Desk?
I heard a little bit about it. I don't fuck with Jeezy, though.
Okay. I mean, overall, it went all that to me.
Yeah.
As far as a Tiny Desk, it went hitting like that. Right, so I fuck with Jeezy old shit, check it out.
Yeah, I don't know if the vibe's right for that.
His music got so much bass and like,
it needs like a
kicks and 808, bro. You need that. Least. That damn live shit ain't gonna feel that shit like that, I don't think. But it wasn't horrible. It wasn't the best one by far. That boy Scarface coming. He doing his shit live.
Hey, Holmes, that's
yeah.
Did you hear Kanye's new album yet?
No, I ain't heard it yet.
It was pretty decent. I think it was one of his best in quite a while.
Whoa. Better than what?
His last few albums.
Oh, okay.
It, what was the album that had the black skinhead on it?
Yeezus.
That was, yeah, Yeezus. So, I feel like there was a lot of Yeezus on it. with the drums they were using, and I don't know if it's like a morgue guitar or whatnot. I forget
a Moog synth.
Moog, that's it. I heard knew it was something like that.
Also last night I chopped it up with the most famous rapper I've ever met, Todd Dillerson.
Todd Dillerson?
Yeah, Todd Dillerson.
Ty Dolla Sign?
Ty Dolla Sign, that's it, Ty Dolla Sign. Yeah, him. I thought it was more formal to say Todd
Dillerson. His name's not Todd Dillerson.
Right, I get it.
Are you joking?
It. Okay, whatever. You're getting lost in the details.
I thought it was all right, though. I don't know who he... I don't know his name. Why Money Sign? YS.
I don't know who the other guy was.
YS. Why Dollar Sign? Something like that.
Ty Dolla Sign?
He was on...
Ty Dillerson, man.
But there was another guy that was featured on the album.
Oh, I don't know. I ain't heard it.
It was like, Why Money Sign? They were on a few songs, but they were like featured like in the description on every song. Oh. Like it was their album too. I don't know if he just threw it on there, but.
Nah, I might need to check that shit out. I mean, I planned on it, but I just ain't have it.
Last song is good. The first two quarters of the album are good. Kind of slows down a little bit in the third quarter, but then the fourth quarter kind of picks up a little bit.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, I don't. I'm about to see though. I might add that bitch. I don't know nothing about this new album, man. I saw he was doing the tour and all that shit, but I don't know nothing about it.
Patrick Starr over here.
It's just, I tapped out on him, man. And I was the biggest Kanye fan for a while.
I feel you, but sometimes you got to tap out, but stay in tune. Just,
yeah.
You keep a toe in the water.
No, I feel that too. I feel that too. I just ain't got to it yet.
I give everything a chance.
Yeah, I'm going to check it out.
Can we get a motherfucking moment of silence for this small chronic break?
When I do it like I do it, gotta do it for TV. When they pee me, they see me. It's magic like Ouija. And I'm 5.0, better known as a GT. I'm a double quarter pounder with the cheese, I'm greasy. I'm a whip copper, 5-star stayer, a showstopper. If I see a bitch in traffic, I want it, then I'll pop it. Like a pee from the bay, but I did it on Kingsway. And I had that bitch on Century, right around where the Kings play. If I'm with the little homies, then we riding with big things. Risk game, worth about a condo in Brisbane. Bug it, man. Gotta do it for the bonding gang, the ones who stay down with me when I had a little change. Now I do my own two-step, huh. I do mines like this, get your whooping check. I lay down in my seat with the shrimp and grits. On my way to London town like I'm Heathrow bound, it's worse.
Baby, why you treat me so mean? And can't you see that I love you?
Welcome back from the break, folks. We're still getting high. Speaking of getting high, Wendy's, did you hear?
Yeah.
Surge pricing.
That's crazy. I did see that.
Oh, man.
I saw that. I wonder how it's going to play out, though.
I'm not going to pay. If I come here for a $5 biggie bag, I want a $5 big bag. I don't want a $7 biggie bag because it's a hot time.
Right. I get it. I mean, I understand. I'm just saying, like,
I don't know.
If you order through the app, this should be cheaper anyway. They be having deals and shit. And I recently noticed.
Now I gotta turn my back on you.
You treated me like a fucking jerk.
Mm-mm. Can't leave Dave like that, man.
I gotta turn my back on leave Dave.
Dave and Wendy. Little Wendy.
Wendy took over and she ran it into the ground. I miss Dave.
But that spicy chicken though. I can't get that one up. I'll say that.
Well, just catch it in the off season. Jam Master J. Did you hear the news? They closed the case or charged the people.
I saw two people got charged or something.
It was like his godson or his kid he grew up with or something. I don't know. I guess he was trafficking coke after, I guess he blew his money or something.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
And he started, it was a drug deal gone. They thought he cheated them or something.
Oh, that's what it was?
I think they thought they were getting cheated out of something. I read the story. I can't remember all the details. I'm no news reporter. Hey, but I do know, yeah, it was over a drug deal kind of gone wrong where they thought they were getting weaseled out and shot him point blank.
Yeah. No.
And then there were two witnesses there, but they didn't say anything however long ago.
Damn, no, I ain't see that. That's crazy. I read it, but I didn't know it was somebody he knew or something.
Yeah, it was like a kid he grew up with, a childhood friend, and and like his godson or his godbrother or something. Another person he grew up with.
Yeah. That's crazy, bro. How the fuck Rev Run living so good? You know what I'm saying? How that?
I don't know. Jake, I don't know.
I'm just saying, man, because that man had a whole show, got a nice house.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
He must have got most of that publishing or something. Why Jam Master Jay got to go back to selling, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I don't know what happened at the time. I'm sure there's more to the story than is being reported.
It's got to be. Rest in peace, Jam Master Jay. Bronson canceled another concert. I don't know if. See, you got the hat on, so I just had to call it out. You know what I'm saying? That's my boy, too, but.
He canceled another concert?
In Orlando, yeah.
Who the hell is Bronson?
Action Bronson, you know.
Oh, damn.
I thought I just saw a picture of him with Mayhem at a basketball game.
I
thought that was recent.
I saw that.
I was hoping it was. I told you. He looks happier.
Well, he canceled a concert and people is hot. So I don't know.
It wouldn't be the first one, so.
I don't get it, man. What's it? No.
Just need to go ahead and just cancel the tours.
Yeah, do your job, man. Do your job. That's all.
Come back again in next inning.
But you never know, man. Shit could be going on.
Fucking nonstop drinking.
How many days have you been doing this?
You fuck yourself. That's how many days.
Drinking too much, wasn't working out anymore.
On the show?
Yeah. They talked about, not really talked about it, but like it was mentioned to the point where you kind of noticed it. And you could see it. I told you he couldn't even perform on the last episode. Couldn't eat. Couldn't drink. He was constipated.
That happened on one of his other ones, too.
Shit pushed in.
Big time, bro. Big fucking time.
It's 90% bullshit, but it's entertaining.
Are you a pig?
Yeah, I don't know. Oh, shit. I thought I had more notes than I really did, but...
Don't lie to me. Don't you lie to me. Did you want to school today?
No, I promise. Okay, it was some white boy.
Save me.
Okay. All right.
We didn't talk about the next dead celebrity.
What you got?
I mean, I went with...
What you got now?
Well, I'm just stating that I went with Henry Winkler, and he survived this period. So he won. I lost.
He's a little too up there.
Now.
Shoot too high. Put your aim down.
I know you went with Bam.
I went with Bam, but he was my last one. And
But he's doing good now. He's doing real good now.
I feel like I just read something that...
He's not.
He's not.
Oh, damn. I've just read something.
Or not doing as well.
I seen something. He was skateboarding again and helped.
Oh, I hope so. That'd be pretty cool.
But
pretty cool.
It's a new period. It's a new season. And this season, I think I'm...
I don't know.
I think I got one, man.
All right. Hit me with it.
And it might give you a little more time for you to get yours.
All right. Pitch it up. Let me take a shot first. Stacy, here's to you.
Hey. Wait. If you and Stacy going to take one, can I take one too with y'all?
Who you got?
I hate to say it. I love this man. But, I think that man Jimmy Carter gonna go next, man.
Oh man,
that's a good one.
That is an awesome
pick. That is a good one.
That is an awesome pick.
I'm just saying,
I see it too.
Like I love him, bro. His wife gone.
That might be a very accurate.
I think Jimmy Carter go next, man.
Yeah, you get to a point. I mean, everything's gone. It's time to.
He wanna go live with her, man.
Yeah,
Barbara,
just find her in the afterlife.
I don't want it to happen, of course. You know what I'm saying? But if we picking, we picking. You know what I'm saying? So we got Jimmy Carter. We got damn, I forgot who you pick.
Bruce Willis.
That boy Bruce Willis. Goddamn, Jimmy Carter, Bruce Willis. Who you got? It's tough, man, because you don't want it for anyone, of course. But
yeah, there's nobody that I feel like has popped out to me where I've seen them and I've been like, man, they're on the train. If you really want to, the one that does pop out now that you actually
tell
said
me.
That.
Yeah, tell me, man.
Zion.
Why? Why you think that?
He's overeating.
He is overeating. He ain't doing cocaine or nothing like Limbias.
No. Not something from the buffet. I said the buffet. Like you ate the damn table.
He's gonna eat himself out of the league. You can't
out of the league, not maybe to his grave though.
Yeah, eventually. Huh? But once he gets, you know, got the chefs on.
We're talking about this season. We're not talking about this. Isn't a long term investment. Yeah.
Baby, let's go somewhere for peace of mind.
WWE.
This motherfucker here, bro. Yeah, that's what they call WWE.
WWE.
Yeah. What about him?
I need a little water. Damn, Stacy. The WWE 2K24 ratings. Did you see they came out?
I seen some. Like, they had them on the side of the matches, too.
Yeah, I saw. They were all right, but there were a lot of people, a lot of them were wrong.
Who was wrong? God damn. Folks, thank you for joining us. It's been a great episode.
Hold up.
We want to thank Big Tim for sharing some
time
with us.
I only have one person. I didn't expect that question.
Okay, so what the fuck? God damn, you gotta come prepared, man. This Stacy's not wasting her time over here.
Logan Paul?
Okay, got the giggles, goddamn. Yeah. All right, what about him? Ranked too high, too low?
Too high. He was like number four, he was like 94 or something.
Well, that's you know what that is. We know what that is.
Yeah, but they had some people ranked low. I don't have my information in front of me right now.
Of course, it's PNM. We never do, man. You know that. All right, folks, and with that,
Stacy
is getting her Chick-fil-A, and she is.
Stacy got Marco's or whatever the fuck we got eating with us tonight.
No, she had her own DoorDash come over. She didn't eat
our
food.
Not paying for that. I'm not writing that off. cutting that damn card off, Stace. Summertime. You gotta pay your bills.
I think that man Jimmy Carter gonna go next, man.
Oh man,
that's a good one.
That is an awesome
pick. That is a good one.
That is an awesome pick.
Oh no, don't do that. Don't try that.
Joe was about to put him in a judo move.
Till next time, take care of yourself and each other.
Hey man, you know, in the words of Fred Hampton, you can kill the revolutionary, but you can't kill the revolution. You dig? Just keep on smoking, man. Until next time, you like you like you like you like you. Cause I'm a light, cause I'm a light, man, light, man, light, man.
Y'all be laughing, so man, y'all make me laugh.